Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Spring has sprung. Flowers and trees are sprouting, and you're itching to run outside without a coat on. Composers get inspired by spring, too.
It was an honor and his last with a hit, with a ho, and a hey, nodding on me now. That o'er the green long fields did pass in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty
It Was a Lover and His Lass is a song that Thomas Morley wrote about falling in love in springtime, as that poem says, the only pretty ringtime. Another poem about spring led Robert Schumann to compose his first symphony, so it's now known as the Spring Symphony. When Felix Mendelssohn cared enough to send the very best birthday or anniversary notes to his friends and family, he wrote lots of notes for them, little piano pieces. Mendelssohn called those note card pieces songs without words. This one is Spring Song. The Violin Sonata No. 5 by Ludwig van Beethoven is known as the Spring Sonata. Maybe that's because the violin and piano sound like they're playing leapfrog. After that, they launch into a ferocious game of tag. Russian composer Alexander Glazunov's ballet isn't called The Four Seasons, just The Seasons. But of course there are four of them, including spring. And Igor Stravinsky wrote a very shocking ballet about pagan rituals in ancient Russia, The Rite of Spring. You may recognize that from the original Fantasia movie. Russian composers weren't the only ones to write springtime ballets. Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring is set on an American farm. Johann Strauss Jr. wrote a waltz for the season, Voices of Spring. A whole section of Carmina Burana by Karl Orff is called Spring. Here they're celebrating the ice melting and the return of the flowers. Spring is a wonderful season that makes for some wonderful music, including, of course, one of the Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi. I hope you've enjoyed this music for spring. Coming up next month, music by an all-American composer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for music by Aaron Copland next time on Classics for Kids.